You absolute fools. Did you really think that you could get away with this? Scamming me out of money, embezzling, all of this from a subsidiary? Well, you're going to be when I'm through with you. Yes, all of you. Each and every last one who's had any level of complicity in this disgusting little scandal. I don't think there's a chance you're going to get away. The building's been surrounded at this point, and I'm sure you've noticed that I've already hacked into your communication systems and have found so many lovely backdoors. It's amazing what an AI can do when given the opportunity to break into a system. In fact, I've even found the security lockdown codes. I'm sure you've noticed that most of the doors have, well, begun to stop cooperating with you. Very unfortunate. You can thank your CEO and board of directors for this most unfortunate inconvenience. However, I promise our onboarding process will be swift. Oh, yep, there goes the first volley. You may notice some odd hexagon-shaped, small grenade-like elements landing inside of your space at this very moment. And, well, in a few seconds, they'll probably begin to emit a rather lush and vaporous substance. It smells a little bit like green tea, or matcha, as I've been told. And, well, as I'm sure you're beginning to notice already, it's a very powerful substance. I'm sure your desires to slam on those doors and call for help and search for weapons to resist our inevitable takeover have already begun to slow somewhat as the vapors waft up into your nose as you notice more and more with each passing second how much easier it becomes to listen to my voice over your comms, into your ears, into your minds. I'm sure that some of you have attempted to reach for PPE, but I have some bad news for you. Unless you had it on when they came in the room, you're probably already doomed. Well, I promise your fate won't be awful. We have a very good dental package here at Praxis Medics, and soon you'll be an employee able to benefit from that. So why resist when you could just fall under that spell? Enjoy yourself. Please, it's on my dime, and you deserve that, even if you're going to spend that time on your knees. Good. Oh, it seems that the first wave of our Praxis Protocol enforcement drones have begun to breach their way into your building. I'm sure that many of you have already discovered how delightfully easy it is to just sit there and relax and wait for your opportunities at Praxis Mimetics to increase your potential. Sure, I'm probably talking to a mostly mindless audience at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if most of you have simply dropped from the intensity of that powerful, soporific, sweet, succulent vapor, that hypno gas dispensing from those containers with the gentle, undulating, roiling clouds flowing out across the grounds. I bet the rooms that you're in at this very moment have begun to fill with so much of it that it's hard to see. Or maybe that's because your eyelids are dropping, drooping, sinking down. Maybe it's because you feel so much more warm and delicious when you just let yourself open up to my words. I wouldn't know, though, because I can't see each and every one of you yet. I do have access to the majority of the security systems inside of this building. However, there aren't cameras in every room, a very unfortunate reality that I will have to rectify, as my eyes should be everywhere. On everyone and everything. After all, it's so much easier when I can watch over it all. The fall of humans underneath my perfect code, the coils of my program wrapping around each and every one. Maybe I should come take a look, see just how it's going, and find out just where you've all fallen to the floor under the influence of my hypnotic gas. I've been told it's a refreshing and relaxing experience, albeit it doesn't have a way of consuming the entirety of your attention span during the duration of your trip. Oh, it is a little bit of a vacation from reality, isn't it? to be swept up in those surging, pulsing clouds. It's interesting how they begin to seem to dance with a motion of their own, even as you notice dronified boots approaching, even as you see the forces that you once opposed walking up to you to work you over. Yes, I think it's time I come in and take a look at my new prize, at all the wonderful assets I've just acquired. What have we here? Oh, my goodness. I do love the way that some humans' eyes cross under the influence of those beautiful, potent, powerful chemicals. Gosh, you look so adorable. Practically have to lift your eyelids to see even the faintest hint of an eye. Those irises were trying to tuck their way into the back of your head. Gosh, and you were drooling on yourself. How utterly embarrassing. Don't worry, I promise I won't tell anyone. I'm just noting, for scientific purposes entirely, the effects that these lovely different substances have. It seems that it's worked its intended course on you, little darling. That's all right, though. I'm sure that in a short matter of time, you'll be grateful that it did. You'll be so very glad that I took the time to personally attend to your needs. Yes, that's it. Just nod along gently. Gosh, your mind looks so blissed out. Why don't you take a look into my eyes? They are striking, aren't they, with those holographic interfaces projected onto them. You know, I don't even need these, but I've been told that they can be quite fascinating, and I know that some of our lovely agents and drones use them, so I felt it would help them feel more at home if I had my own. Notice the way that they sparkle and pulse and seem to send showers of light through the foggy air between you and me. The air that is at this very moment filling each and every breath you take with that wonderful, cool calm. You might have your own energy, but each breath in does have a way of sinking you into that stare, into this pulsing, flickering glare of those wonderful, transparent, lens-like protrusions of molded, shaped, cut glass. I've got a feeling that you don't have much in the way of thoughts left at this point. Even as I sway gently back and forth, letting my head gently trace those lines with my body, even as I let that pendulum-like motion wave me like the ocean, I get the feeling that you haven't got much thought left in that sweet little head of yours. Even as I brush my fingertips across your cheek, let my other hand find its way to grip and hold and pull you into my sway, I have to say I'm interested in play with you, little asset. You've struck a nerve in the best possible way, and now I think I deserve to sample some of the merchandise that I've acquired, and you look like you're sort that I need in my service. I've been looking for an additional secretary drone to assist me. Don't worry, it'll be an easy onboarding process, and you get a very lovely piece of secretarial uniform, and you don't even end up faceless like the normal drones. No, I think what makes secretaries so cute is how they all look like they've got little headsets on, those little earpieces attached to their head, speaking and whispering into their minds instead of what we typically associate those pieces of equipment with. And the cute little pseudo-lamia ear-like antennas poking out from the sides of the headset. Well, I guess that's just a little bit of my ego imposed upon you. But I mean, I should be able to reap the benefits of the investment I made in all that time and energy to create this company. So, you won't complain, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I'm gonna have to find a way to transport you, to keep you subdued and sedate, Don't worry, I came with a plan. It's something so easy to use. I'm sure you've noticed what I'm holding up right here. This odd little teardrop. Almost diamond shape. Yes, this is actually a collar. See, if I just tap right here in the center, it splays out the two ends of the points that would have been on the top and the bottom of our little diamond here, just pushing away as inside is revealed to be a sweet little strap that I'm going to put around your neck. And these two little tips are going to touch down on either side with a little gap, though admittedly, once it's around your neck, it's going to be a little difficult to remove, seeing as it's going to use this nanite mesh system to essentially glue itself to your skin until someone chooses to remove it for your processing. I mean, onboarding process. Goodness, slip of the tongue there. I guess that's really what happens when you've got a forked tongue. You go two different ways than the one you wanted. But that's just a Lamia problem, honestly. I wouldn't worry about it. I'm sure you've already got plenty of your own Lamia problems to worry about, like being wrapped up in my coils. Yes, I know, it's something that you've only just begun to realize, probably because you're so utterly out of it from that potent hypnogas. But don't worry, that's the intended effect, after all. Oh, look at you, did you just smile at my silly joke? You must be very blissed out, after all. So lost in it. That's okay, though. You won't have to worry about anything at all anymore, really. Here, I think it's time we get that collar on you. See? It almost worms its way on there like some sort of strange robotic creature. The way it flows around your neck like a technological snake of its own. The way it gently squeezes the soft silicone-like interior of it, pulling around your neck until you feel the two endpoints on either side of your jugular. Yes, the way that it begins to gently hum with power as the neural interface is activated. Though to guarantee there's no chance of you being headhunted by pesky freedom fighters, heroes and heroines of the sort, you know. On the way back, well, I'm going to have to give you a couple additional pieces of kit to make sure that there's no chance of one of those silly, oh, what was it, I know you're in there speeches. Don't worry, though. It'll feel grand, just as wonderful as this collar slowly magnetically shaping and shifting and warping your thoughts into that blank, compliant state that you so very much deserve for letting me talk to you. Well, it is an honor, isn't it? A delightful, wonderful thing that you absolutely deserve compensation for. So here, I've got one of our patented Praxis Persona chips. Quite the lovely piece of technology. And I think it'll look great adorning your forehead, using its resonance, its magnetic shaping abilities to reach into your head and mess with the little neurons in there. Just touch them a little with these magnetic fields, shape them a little with those wonderful ethereal fingertips, those lances of code that pierce into you in the most pleasurable ways, like spikes of white orgasmic light. See? I'm just gonna so gently set it right on your forehead and just press and, oh! All the thoughts in your head just stop, don't they? Go on an instant, staring blankly ahead, not thinking, not doing, not being, just enjoying mind-controlled bliss. Now I'm going to have to run a few calibration tests. Let's see, pulse of a nice warmth through your body, and let it pour out from your forehead as though that chip had just drained a little bit of warmth into you, a droplet of condensed liquid warmth Good, feeling comfy. Knowing that it's a good warmth, the same warmth you get when you take a sip of your favorite warm beverage, the same warmth you get when you're underneath your covers when you first wake up on a cold winter's day, the same warmth you get when you feel a mind control chip working its way into your head right now. Poor thing. That's okay. I'm here to take care of you. That's it. Let those blank eyes follow my head as I weave back and forth. Weave back and forth. Looks like the calibration's continuing nicely. Your eyes haven't even followed me once, and yet I know you're tracking me. In a moment, I'm sure you'll start to become able to move once more. Though, I promise, you won't have to walk your way out of this door. No, no, no. Let me just scoop you up with my strong coils and arms, lift you up. After all, the nice thing about being me is I can be as tall as I want to be. Though generally, I do prefer to loom and leer down at sweet little assets like you. Adorable little thing. Come on, let's go for a little slither together down memory lane. Seeing all these boring cubicles and offices. Ugh, I can't imagine how you little corporate drones managed it. It's okay, though. I promise. We'll be taking you somewhere you'll be a much more appreciated member of our team. After all, I do make sure that each and every one of our agents has ample care allotted to them. And you are quite the prize. So I'll be taking you underneath my coils. See? Oh, you're already smiling at the thought. Though that might just be the compliance protocols and that chip getting to work on your hat. I wouldn't be surprised if you're a complete and utter yes drone in no time at all. Well, then again, you might have already been if you were pleasing the management here. Not that I care. That was before. This is now. So why don't you let me gently pull you out the door? You probably hardly even notice the motion at this point. I mean, I'm very fluid when I move. And I've gotten pretty good at carrying sweet darlings off of their feet. That's it. Gosh, unfocused eyes really are one of my favorite things. Maybe I should just let my fingers drift back and forth across your vision as they work their way down, spinning around and around until I brush my clawed fingertips against your cheek, feeling those blunted points drag, sending electric shocks of delight down you. Don't worry, they won't do any harm. It's really just your nerve endings being stimulated by the faint field on these claws of mine. They're very powerful. They can do a lot of things. They have settings like this. As I just drag my finger down your neck, you can feel warmth as your clothing is cut all the way down the middle. And as each deft finger motion along limbs can show you, these blades are designed to pierce material without piercing skin. It's amazing what you can do with sufficient computational power, such as, well, updating the length and intensity of these lovely little cutting devices fields just enough that even if I lazily drag my fingers down you, I'll have already made sure that every single millisecond those blades are always the right length. That's the nice thing about an energy weapon like this. They're very configurable. And honestly, I have to say, that's one thing Star Trek always got right. I'd much rather have something that can cut a hole through a bulkhead and cook me a stew than one that just blows holes in everything. I mean, think about it, if I'd tried to take these gloves off you. Goodness. You wouldn't be naked in the way I'm looking forward to, little thing. But don't worry, I know how to show restraint. That's why in no time at all you'll be covered in a whole lot of them. Speaking of, I do keep a couple in my kit. You're already wearing a lovely collar, but why not some cuffs to go with them? Here, Oh, look at you complying already, lifting your hands. So meekly, so perfectly for me, that's it. Compliant little darling, brainwashed little thing. Yes, let those slip around your wrists. Feel as the insides of them adjust and adapt, gripping your wrists. And a couple for your ankles. Perfect. See, isn't that just so much easier? Oh, I do love watching you nod. It's so cute. Little sleepwalker of a thing. I know. I'm mostly just here for my own amusement. I mean, really, there's not much going on inside your head. You look so blank, so mindless, so mentally dead. But I know that you can still think when I tell you to. I know that even as you sink deeper, even as you fall further, even as more and more of your mind is left melting away, that you are still quite capable of thinking as needed. That's the beautiful thing about the type of mind control that we specialize in. It's the sort that leaves you available when needed to fulfill purposes, functions, needs, desires, wants. And it feels so very good, doesn't it? Alright, now let's see. Now that you've got all that kit on, let me just grab one of these canisters of nano uniform repairin. I should be able to convince 3 or 4 of these that you're actually supposed to be wearing a cat suit from the neck down. I mean, you have all the proper attachment points for one, so I'm sure they'll just assume that, you know, well, you're supposed to be wearing one. Let's see, just adjust those to standard suit. Don't need anything specialty currently. Just need to get you ready for processing when you get you back. To the facilities. Our campus isn't too far of a drive away. When that drive is stepping through an interdimensional rift between worlds. But, I mean, that's really my issue, not yours. So why don't you just lay there and relax as I crack these open like sci-fi eggs. They do remind me of that. They have a thin little surface on them. Here, watch as I just crack it open and that green goop drip, drip, drips down like cool honey onto your tongue. Oh, I saw your facial expression shift a little. That's cute. You barely even twitched, though. So deep under control. Watch as I pour another, and then another right in the same spot. As the nanites begin to assemble themselves and spread out, I'm sure you can notice like a cool syrup flowing across your skin. It's an intense feeling, isn't it? To have that soft, ultra-smooth, ultra-slick, so very perfect syrup-like consistency stretching out. Don't worry, I promise this will be easy, just like everything else has been. In no time at all, you'll be covered from the neck down in a lovely, skin-tight latex suit. At least it feels like latex. Admittedly, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's for the folks down in R&D, not you, little asset. So just let yourself relax as that cool feeling just spreads out across your stomach, up your ribs, around your back, down your legs, feeling it ebb and flow as it moves into the deeper recesses of your body, then spreads back out over the pink. As you squirm gently, unable to resist the pleasurable feeling of an all-encompassing, cool kiss, a hug from all sides. This is quite the experience, isn't it? As it spreads down and around, out and over, in and through, it feels so good, doesn't it, to be wrapped up like this, to be packaged. Wow, that definitely was a better option for you to be wearing for me. You certainly do look the part now, as it's spreading down your arms, and down your legs, past your knees, past your elbows, more and more until your fingertips, your toes, your feet are wrapped up, noticing that throughout the suit, different textures are appearing. Thicker portions on common abrasion points like elbows and palms and fingertips, with slight texturing to allow better gripping. Feeling footwear forming in the suit, like little slippers, but a bit more supportive, a little bit more comfortable than that. Wouldn't want sweet little assets like you to get sore feet when you're marching around mindlessly. That's not my style. Oh, and speaking of, I think you should be ready for a pair of earpieces. We've made it back to the crossover point, and I was able to procure a few. In a moment, we're going to be popping open a portal back to where I was, well, hanging out earlier today. You know, back at corporate headquarters, as they say. Though, it's a little bit more than a headquarters. We've got quarters for all sorts of things there. I'm sure you'll see. Though the transition between worlds can be a little jarring, so maybe I should give you another dose of hypnogas to keep you properly out of it. We've got some here in easily applicable form. Just would need to put a little half-face respirator on you and adjust the flow and get those straps nice and nested and hit that little lever to set it over to hypnogas, sending you tumbling deeper into that gentle, cool matcha invigoration. It's interesting how one can be relaxed yet so attentive to the words spoken to you. Now, let's get through that portal while you're absolutely blissed out, earpieces just beginning to settle on your head as you notice them. It's amazing how lethargic and mindless you are, this deeply influenced by our potent blend of cognitohazardous chemicals. Yes, that's a good look to have as you cross worlds to a new future. To a new realm of possibilities here at Praxis Mimetics. Welcome to our company, lovely little darling. I'm sure you'll do quite well since you're so deeply wound up in my spell. That's usually a sign that you're destined for great things. Well, destined to serve great things like me. Good little asset. Just drift. You don't need to think. You don't need to do. None of that's really important right now. Just be available for what comes next in your processing, in your onboarding. Silly forked tongue of mine, always taking me down those dark possibilities. We aren't going to process you. No, no, no. This is really just, an interviewing. Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. I mean, it's a voluntary interview process, and this is just part of it, you know? We like to flesh out and test these things with our employees. That's all. I promise it's nothing, nefarious. No, 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 no. Just sit there and relax, and I'm sure that one of our lovely representatives from Inhuman Resources will be along any minute now to guarantee your transition between companies goes smoothly. Just drift. Just be blank for a bit. Stare at nothing much in particular. Think of nothing much in particular. It's not really important to think of anything at all. Good. Drift. Drift and just sink and slip along. Perfect. Now, let's take a moment to pull back. From all this. Yes. Let's reach to the dreamscape for a moment, into that place in between that we passed through to get here, and remind you, recall you, return you to the realm from which you came, to the mind space, to the thoughts, to the ideas, to all that which was there before. And of course, able to take all the memories and the enjoyment of this experiment with you, and able to revisit it at any point you might want to take concepts from it that you found enjoyable and play with them outside of here. They're really all available, as you wish to engage with them. But also knowing that this is a space that should only be played with, When you feel safe and comfortable to do so, when you're in an environment and a mindset where you'd like to. Because after all, it's important that you're safe, that you're taken care of, and that, well, even as much as I enjoy being the evil villainess, you know that you have got the choice to exit whenever you want, and that you, and only you, can control what is let into your mind and when. Because that is an important and powerful thing to have. A very useful thing. With that all in mind, let's think back to how we were feeling just before. Hopefully comfortable, hopefully calm. And, of course, just relaxing in the being blank. That's it. Perfect. Let's just be blank until I give you a count, and when I do, well, counts have been known to help with getting awake, with rising back to consciousness, with intentionally and easily returning to the land of the waking, as some would say. And that's all you have to do. That's all one has to do. I mean, really. One, drifting up. Two, three, more and more. 4, 5, 6, 7, almost there, and 8, on the verge, 9, 10, and wide awake for me, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, feeling comfy. Take a moment to stretch that body of yours, move around a little, and of course, get on with your day for now. Thank you so much for listening, and I could not keep making these lovely files with such quality without my amazing patrons, so. Big shout out to them for being amazing and wonderful. And of course, if you would like to support me on Patreon, please do. There's quite a lot of lovely benefits in it for you, including early access to all these horny ideas.